This is CBS News, the Larissa Melton. The United States on Sunday announced visa restrictions on Ethiopian and Eritrean officials accused of fueling the six-month-old war in Ethiopia's Tigray region, saying those involved had, quote, taken no meaningful steps to end hostilities. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that, quote, people in Tigray continue to suffer human rights violations, abuses, and atrocities, and urgently needed humanitarian relief is being blocked by the Ethiopian and Eritrean militaries. Blinken also announced wide-ranging restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia. He added the United States would continue humanitarian aid in such areas as health, food, and education. The Tigray conflict erupted in early November when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops to detain and disarm leaders of the regional ruling party, the TPLF. Abiy said the move came in response to TPLF attacks on federal army camps. Secretary of State Blinken also on Sunday reaffirmed U.S. support for a two-state solution as the only way of providing hope to Israelis and Palestinians that they can live with equal measures of security, of peace, and dignity. Blinken made his comments on ABC's This Week television show later in the day, speaking on CNN. Blinken said the humanitarian situation in Gaza is grave and added there is a lot of work to do to help people in the area to recover from 11 days of mutual bombardment that killed more than 200 Palestinians before a ceasefire went into action on Friday. Blinken will be traveling to the Middle East this week with plans to meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts. This is VOA News.